Before we start this practice test of Q&A 303 called Somebody's Sons at 225 words per minute, I just thought of the world's shortest little fairy tale. It's about this prince who goes to this beautiful princess and he says, "Will you marry me?" And she says, "No." And she lived happily ever after. Okay, let's begin at 225. "Ma'am, I understand that you live here in this city."
"Yes."
"How long have you lived here, ma'am?"
"Pretty much my whole life."
"And I understand that some time ago you came to know a person by the name of Trevor?"
"Correct."
"And how long ago did you meet him?"
"I don't know, 5 or 6 years, I guess."
"What type of relationship did you have with him over that period of time?"
"I used to date him."
"How long did you actually date him for out of the time you knew him?"
"About a year, I guess."
"Where were you working in that time frame?"
"I was working at a strip club."
"What type of job did you have there?"
"I was a waitress."
"Where do you work currently?"
"I work at the hospital as a nurse's assistant."
"I understand that over some time, a few years ago now, you came to know Gary as well?"
"Yes."
"What type of relationship did you have with him?"
"We were close friends."
"I understand you were present when something happened that brings you to court today?"
"Yeah, correct."
"Could you explain how that came about?"
"Well, I was at a bar and just happened to run into Gary."
"Approximately what time did you run into him?"
"I'd gotten there right at last call, so about 2 a.m.
"What happened then?"
"He said he was going to a house party and asked if I wanted to go with him. I said I did, and then the two of us just left the bar and were heading to a house party."
"And what vehicle did you drive from this area?"
"A silver Jeep, Grand Cherokee."
"And whose vehicle was that?"
"Gary's."
"Who else did you know would drive this silver Jeep Grand Cherokee other than Gary on a regular basis?"
"I think he was the only one driving that vehicle when he owned it."
"Are you aware of previous owners of this vehicle?"
"Yes, Trevor had that vehicle before."
"And who was with you other than Gary when you went to this house party?"
"There was just me and him."
"Okay, what seat in the vehicle did you take?"
"Passenger."
"And Gary was driving then?"
"Yeah."
"Now, on the diagram you have in front of you, I would like you to take this felt marker and draw a line indicating what route you took to get to this house party and where you stopped, please."
"Yeah, for sure. We went along here and parked right there."
"So once you parked at that location, could you tell us what happened from there?"
"We parked and then I got out of the vehicle and that's when I heard what sounded like balloons popping. I think I actually dropped my purse at that time and was bending over to pick it up when I heard loud noises and the glass in front of my face exploded. I just dropped to the ground. And then I just heard countless popping, like balloon popping sounds."
"And what happened from there, ma'am?"
"When they stopped, I got back into the vehicle and checked to see if Gary was okay or not."
"What did you observe from Gary at that point in time?"
"That he had been shot."
"What happened from there, ma'am?"
"I asked him if he was going to be okay. I said, 'Are you going to be okay?' He says, 'I don't think so.' And then I said, 'I'm going to get help.' And I jumped out of the car and ran into the house and just yelled out that Rambo had gotten shot."
"Is Rambo a nickname for Gary?"
"Yeah."
"What happened from there, ma'am?"
"I ran back out and checked on him and I could tell he was gone. And then other people from the house came out and someone called 911.
"Could you tell where the shots were coming from at the point in time when Gary got shot?"
"They were from a vehicle."
"Okay, could you tell the direction of travel of the vehicle at the time Gary was shot?"
"It was facing the same direction going into the crescent."
"Do you know approximately how far apart the passenger's door and the driver's door of the two vehicles would be?"
"No, I don't know how close they got to Gary to do it."
"Okay, and what did this vehicle look like?"
"A black sports car, like a black Cavalier."
"Do you recall how many doors the vehicle had? Was it a two-door or a four-door?"
"It was a two-door."
"And could you tell which general part of the vehicle the shots appeared to come from?"
"Every window was blasted out of the vehicle we were in."
"No, I'm asking where the shots came from, not where they ended up."
"I'm assuming the passenger's side."
"When you say you're assuming the passenger's side, what is that assumption based on?"
"Well, I'm not assuming, sorry, but obviously it wasn't the driver that did it. It would have had to have been the passenger."
"Just because of which side is closest to your vehicle?"
"Well, yeah, it was a passenger because it would be a little awkward for the driver to do that."
"Do you recall if the passenger's side window was up?"
"It was down, for sure."
"What, if anything, did you see as far as how many people were in this vehicle?"
"I saw a driver and a passenger, but the windows were tinted, so I don't know if anyone was in the back seat or anything. But there were two people in there for sure."
"Beyond the fact that there were two people in there, were you able to get any kind of look at the people?"
"No."
"Did you see where this vehicle went after it sped away?"
"I remember I ran into the house to let everyone know what had happened. And when I was running out of the house, they must have realized it was a dead end because this was the end of the crescent. So they were kind of screwed. They really didn't have anywhere to go. They must have made a U-turn because as I was running out of the house, they stopped next to the Jeep, obviously to make sure he was dead. Then they sped off, like squealed their tires and sped off.
And what happened from there, ma'am?
We called 911 and the police came.
Who, if anyone, did you tell about Gary being shot, other than the people in the house party?
What do you mean, in general?
Did you communicate with anybody other than the people in the house to tell them that Gary had been shot or Gary was dead?
When I got to the police station, I think I tried to text my boss. He had called me because he heard what happened.
How long after the shooting did the police interview you?
A couple hours.
And how many different times do you recall being interviewed by the police?
Right after that, and then they showed up at my house the next afternoon again.
And after that first day, how many more times?
They were showing up at my work at various places trying to find me, and then I think they showed up at my parents' house, too.
Now, in this book of photos that we have here, I'm going to ask you to flip to photo number 8. I'm going to ask you a few questions about positions of things and how they are the same or different in this photo from what you recall on the night in question, okay?
Okay.
At the time that you stopped and you indicated you are bending down to get your purse and the shooting starts happening, you can see in that photograph that the two front doors of the Cherokee are open. Were they open at the time the shooting started?
You mean right when it started?
Yes.
No, I opened Gary's door after the shooting started.
Just to be clear, at the time that the shooting started, the driver's door was closed?
The driver's door was closed.
Thank you, ma'am. I have no further questions. And there you have this 225 practice test simulation.